This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. The last of college football's 28 bowl games, the one that will decide the 2002 national champion, will be played tonight when defending champion Miami meets Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now to discuss that game and some of the highlights of the year in sports 2002. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's start with football. What do you expect from the Miami-Ohio State game?
Well, in my expert opinion, I have no idea. Miami's the defending champion. It is an overwhelming favorite to win this game. And yet Ohio State has been a team all season that simply finds a way to win close games. They're 13-0. Miami's not as good as it was a year ago when it dominated Nebraska in the championship game. And I really believe this will be a very competitive game down to the finish. The one X factor, though, is that Ohio State star player Maurice Claret, their freshman running back, has been in a dispute with Ohio State officials all week long because he wanted to fly home for a friend's funeral, and the school said it could not pay its way to do it because of NCAA rules. So how that might affect Claret might be a key in this game.
Well, let's switch gears then and look back. How about something you might be able to call Sports Person of the Year?
Lance Armstrong, with all due respect to all the other athletes who had great years, what he has done in the last 4 years, coming back from cancer that almost killed him, to win four straight Tour de France's, to me the most grueling event in sports, is as extraordinary a feat as we have witnessed in sports in our lifetime. He's a great athlete, and he is an inspiration to people who are battling cancer.
Well, do you think the Tour de France was the story of the year then?
No. The story of the year to me was Pete Sampras at the U.S. Open. All of us had written Pete off. He was never going to win another major title. He hadn't won a single tournament in more than 2 years. And almost out of nowhere, at a point when we all thought he should be off at Le Mans classes with his pregnant wife, he wins his 14th major title. That's two more than anybody in history. He wins a great final against his longtime rival, Andre Agassi. And that scene after match point when he went up in the stands to be with his wife, to me, that was as good as it got in sports in 2002.
Well, then what about runners up?
Well, there are a lot of candidates. Serena Williams had an extraordinary year in tennis, winning three of the four major titles. Tiger Woods almost won two more major titles in golf. Annika Sorenstam in women's golf had the greatest year probably in the history of women's golf, winning 11 tournaments. And the California Angels as a group coming out of nowhere to win the World Series.
Seems like there were a lot of first-time winners in team sports in 2002.
There really were, and it was kind of nice to see. The Angels, as I mentioned, who'd been in existence since 1961 and never gotten to the World Series, much less won it, winning that dramatic seven-game series against the San Francisco Giants. The New England Patriots, a similarly jinxed franchise, it seemed, and they win the Super Bowl at the buzzer with Adam Vinatieri's kick. And the University of Maryland, which had been playing college basketball for 98 years, finally winning a national title. Those were all first-time winners in major sports that were wonderful stories.
Well, as Bob might say, John, the time is right for your tearjerker of the year sports story.
Brian Scheimer in the Winter Olympics, a guy who had been in four Winter Olympics in the bobsled, never won a medal, came back after multiple knee surgeries at 39, and in the last race of his life as a competitor, no money at stake, nothing about commercials or anything involved, he comes up with the race of his life and wins a bronze medal. And with all the scandals surrounding the Olympics, that silly skategate thing in the figure skating, to me, that moment defined why we still care about the Olympics and why we still care about sports. So Bob, I'm sure, is listening to this right now, tears running down his face.
And mine as well. Thank you very much, John.
Happy New Year, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.